Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for KER Politics. I hope you guys are in a better place as far as the weather is concerned than I am. It is in the Northwest, very, very tough. Got about 20 inches of snow. The temperature is not going above, I would say probably Fahrenheit. It's not going above 14 or 15 degrees. Fortunately, I haven't lost power. I believe you've lost power, Jim.
That's right. We lost power this morning. We had high winds. We're in about 20 to 30 miles on our winds sustained, with temperatures dropping below freezing in sunny South Carolina.
Yeah, we're just exactly the same. We're way below freezing, and my power has not gone off, as I said, which I'm very, very grateful for, because I have heat other than my fireplace. But we do have a lot of snow, and there's supposed to be a major ice storm today. Anyway, Jimmy, let's talk about the economy. The market right now is fairly mixed, and it looks like the federal government has kind of goosed some of the numbers. You want to talk about that, specifically the employment numbers?
Sure. Yeah, we found out this last week that the Philadelphia Fed re-looked the numbers from the second quarter of 2022, the March through June numbers for employment. Now, if you remember, that was the second consecutive quarter of negative growth rate, which is a clear indicator of a recession. But a very powerful argument was made and supported by the media, by the administration, by the Biden regime, by numerous pundits, that, well, job growth numbers show that we're not in a recession. When Philadelphia Fed reviewed the numbers, they have published that there was a massive over calculation of job growth by the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
It was about a million, you were telling me.
So the original numbers they came up with were about 1.1 million, a little over 1.1 million. The revised numbers from the Philadelphia Fed were 10,500.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable exaggeration.
Yes, it is.
But this day and age, with fabricated numbers in order to justify policies that are and really protect this administration from the midterm elections, the November elections, you can't really, I mean, it's unbelievable that we can't trust these numbers on economic issues from the federal government, but apparently that's the case now.
Yeah, and that's amazing to me. It's we are clearly in a recession, and for them to goose the numbers like that to prove that we're not in a recession, that's just immoral.
Immoral, very, very dangerous, because as the economy begins, impact, these numbers are very important for decision makers for, future employment, for future growth, for where you're going to make investments. And of course, it directly affect the, the markets.
Yeah.
But most importantly, it affects, calculations on our, how the federal government's going to do respond to inflation, how the Fed is going to respond to inflation. And of course, the Fed increased rates based on those numbers, again, by, 75 basis points, three quarters of a point of a percentage. And that's really stifled housing and economic growth overall, and with the intent of slowing the job market. So they made a decision to slow the job market, to slow growth, once again, based on fabricated numbers. This is going to have a very bad impact long term on our economy going into 2023. And it appears that it was done to protect political entities in the U.S. On the left, on the progressive side, to protect the Democratic Senate majority, which, very, very, closely contested races turned out to be.
It's really amazing what one of the parties is doing to really, really try to affect the voters. They're doing everything they can, including fudging numbers. And that really, really, in my opinion, puts my impression of the progressives about two notches lower. How about you?
No, I mean, there's absolutely, this is basically unprecedented that the U.S. government would go ahead and you know, an organization like Bureau of Labor and Statistics would manipulate those numbers. But of course, this is consistent with what's been happening with the Department of Justice, with the FBI, with the EPA, with a number of federal agencies that are taking actions for political ends rather than for the best interest of the American people. The economy is in a very difficult position right
now. Sure it is.
And that means that most Americans are in a difficult position. The people that are benefiting right now are the very wealthy, the big corporations that have actually shut down a lot of small businesses. So they're absorbing the markets that these small businesses have lost. And in my view, this is basically a complete change in a very rapid time, in just a matter of, a couple of years, a complete change in the direction of the United States. And you can thank the Biden regime's response for COVID. You can thank the cooperation and coordination with federal agencies to silence and manipulate information for the American people. And it needs to stop.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It's we're going to go absolutely nowhere if it doesn't stop. Because if the government doesn't start really taking very concrete, effective measures to slow down this recession, the next step is a depression. And that's when you start. A recession doesn't necessarily kill people. It makes people pretty uncomfortable. But a depression actually kills people, Jimmy.
Well, and I think that, there's so many issues out there economically right now. I think that we are facing a set of circumstances where the power centers in Washington have lost touch with the average American.
Yeah.
And you can see it with inflation, with these massive increases in food prices. We've had a decline in energy prices right now, and that has a lot to do with demand and people, not buying because of the fears of reduced economic, growth. And so they're reducing their need for energy in some ways. And then, and of course, you wonder how badly the markets were manipulated back in the spring and summer of 2022 in order to let those numbers drop back down. And when you have huge investment companies like BlackRock, Fidelity, State Street working in conjunction with the White House, we have people like Tom Donilon, who's the analytic director for BlackRock, advising the Biden administration, former Obama, national security official. They're doing things for their best interest. That best interest may not, in fact, be in the best interest of the American people, but they've lost touch. And when I say, this is a serious problem, and the only way they maintain power is by silencing opposition or manipulating statistics. It's bound to come back and haunt them, or they have to crush opposition even further. And that's where it becomes very dangerous. And you're right, Al. It's people suffer under these circumstances, and we're really, really making America poor very rapidly.
Yeah. Well, it's the only thing that I'm really upset about is until some facts can prove my opinion different, I am really sad about the fact that nefarious measures are being used, it would appear, for the Democrats to stay in power. And that's really, in my opinion, that's pretty scary, Jimmy. Jim, we've only got about 30 seconds here until we take our break. We're going to be talking in the next segment about some really important political events, and how the weather is affecting what's going on in the economy. You want to elaborate a little bit more on that, Jim? We've got 20 seconds.
Yeah. No, I think we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in Arizona with Carrie Lake. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening with DOJ, FBI, and the Twitter files.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up with some Christmas thoughts.
A lot of things going on right now at this time of year.